When I was recording the Hindi video for the total solar eclipse, some weird analogy came to my mind. It was about a cricketer who said that he's playing his last match, but also says that he will never retire, which means you're confused. Is he going to retire? Is he not going to retire? And what does a last match even mean if you're not going to retire? Well, that's precisely what is happening when we have a total solar eclipse on the last day of this year. Because on 8th of April, we have a solar eclipse, and at night, a new year starts for the world with Chaitra Shukla Pratipada. So we will have an interesting event, a total eclipse ending this whole year, with on a very high note. And this high note is going to affect us for a very long time. So today we are going to talk about this solar eclipse, and I'll talk about all the analogies and all the weird things that I share in my Hindi videos as well on YouTube so that you are also informed and you don't miss out on the fun. So let's get started. So this year's total solar eclipse will happen on April 8th, right? Just as I told you. So this eclipse is happening in the sign of Pisces. I have already started experiencing headaches as a Pisces Lagna. Because Mercury, again, it's going to go retrograde and come back to the sign of Pisces. And when the solar eclipse is happening, Mercury will actually be in a very tricky position. He will be in a Gandanta position. So it'll be very tricky for Mercury. And already I can feel that my tongue is like slipping constantly. It has been happening for about 2, 3 days. And I can notice that even though I am very well hydrated, even though I'm breathing as usual, I have lot many more slips of tongue, and this is because I am a Pisces Lagna. So other Pisces Lagna people, other Pisces moon people may also be going through the same. People who are born in the signs of Mercury, like Gemini and Virgo, they might be going through similar experiences. So that's there. And of course, if you're going through them, please let me know. I want to know I'm not the only one, and it's not my fault anyway. While this eclipse is happening, Sun and Rahu will occupy Revati nakshatra. And as you know, Revati is the last nakshatra of the entire zodiac cycle. And also, this nakshatra is owned by Mercury, who's already in a very tricky position and a very sticky position. Moon and Venus will also be dragged into this eclipse energy. So, Moon generally is there during a solar eclipse, but this time we also have Venus, who's exalted and who's a part of the solar eclipse. And if you follow the modern planets, of course, Neptune will be there as well. So the solar eclipse is going to be one hell of a ride. If you're in India, the eclipse will start at 9:12 p.m. and it ends at around 2:22 a.m. midnight. So technically, we are starting the new year with a solar eclipse, because the new year, the Chaitra Shukla Pratipada, begins at 11:50 p.m. on April 8, India time, which means that while the solar eclipse will be at its peak, we'll start a new year. Yeah, that's the case. Anyway, we must note that this solar eclipse is a total solar eclipse, which means that the sun will be completely out of sight and it will be dark. The eclipse was last seen in 2017, if I'm not wrong. And I think this eclipse is going to be even more important because its visibility is in the US. So Mexico, US, and Canada, they will be seeing the eclipse, especially during, at its peak. People living in these areas, especially those who are living across the line of the eclipse, will be able to see it. This eclipse is not visible in India. If you're based in Australia, New Zealand, Africa, Middle East, you'll be completely untouched. Even a big chunk of South America will be like completely unaffected because of this eclipse. And I guess the vehicles on the road also agree. So the only place affected, as I said, is North America. So these three countries of Mexico, United States, and Canada will be affected. Mexico and the US being more affected as compared. So don't be surprised if these two countries have to handle a lot of issues in the upcoming 6 months, especially as the election season arrives in the States. So I won't be surprised if these two countries are, having issues on the border, or they're constantly talking about border issues between them, because a few border areas will definitely be seeing this eclipse. And, populations that are based in the state of Texas, they may have a more prominent, talk, or let's say conversation regarding the political life and the social life of people, especially people living across, the U.S.-Mexico border. The American East Coast will definitely see a lot more activity. New York will see a fair share of activity, confusion, and controversies as well. So hopefully everything is fine, because a huge population lives in these areas and we want everybody to be fine, right? So what does this mean for the whole world? So see, the eclipse is not really visible in the majority of this world. So we are 8 billion plus, and most of these people will be unaffected, because most of them, a majority of them, are based in India and China. And it's not visible in India and China. And of course, so a big majority will remain unaffected. But it's still a very important astrological event. So the energies of a solar eclipse, especially when it comes to a total solar eclipse, are very powerful. And they unfold really slowly over the course of 6 months to 1 year. So what are the effects? See, Revati is owned by Mercury. So whenever this eclipse takes place, we notice that Mercury is stuck in a very uncomfortable Gandanta situation. He'll be right in the middle of Pisces and Aries, and he will enter Aries on the next day, that is April 9. And what happens when he enters, Pisces? He becomes debilitated. So he's not just debilitated, he's also retrograded, and he's already combust. So that means a lot of problems and a lot of confusion for Mercury going forward, okay? Because he's moving towards his debilitation while he's in a Gandanta. So this means that we won't have enough power to understand what the eclipse actually brings for us. It'll be very confusing, and it'll make everything look very, very hazy, very misty. So it'll be difficult to discern what is right and what is wrong. I am recording this video on the 2nd of April, on the night of the 2nd of April. And since morning, I have read some of the most hilariously uninformed comments, and I have heard some of the most incredibly uninformed and completely, out there comments and talks from really sane people. Okay, I was shocked as I was hearing this one person, very good in the finance field, very accomplished, 10 plus years of experience, a great career, talking about how to do Vashikaran. Vashikaran is like when you try to, make a person, you do some sort of voodoo on a person to make them a slave of sorts. So they do whatever you want them to do. And I was shocked to the core. And it's one of the side effects when you're sitting in a restaurant which has very close seating. So, when you overhear people talking about Vashikaran, when somebody is sitting right next to you and talking about Vashikaran. When somebody was on the other table and they are talking about, how everything is going to go bad and the world will end on April 8th. This is just weird. And then the person sitting very close to you talks about Vashikaran. So that really, that they don't believe in it. But the fact that their mind goes towards that place, or they even engage in content that talks about such things, is amazing. Right? So again, we are confused. Things are very hazy. Everything is happening in the background. Now, we talked about Revati, the nakshatra where this is happening. We also need to see where Jupiter is, because Jupiter rules Pisces. And Jupiter is currently second to his own sign. He's sitting in Aries right now. And he's ready to move out of Aries, not willing to stay there anymore. So only those people who have a very proper mentor, a proper guru, or proper, values and sanskar from their family will be able to do well during this time. People who are, learning from just anybody and everybody, who are taking pop psychology lessons from social media, pop astrology lessons from social media, they're going to have a very hard time. Mostly because the knowledge that they are getting is not exactly knowledge. They are getting information. So people who are getting knowledge via gurus, proper knowledge via gurus and mentors, they'll be doing well. Other people may have their own issues. So that might happen. As I said before, there will be losses because of confusion. There will be losses because of our inability to choose. Unfortunately, we may see a lot of conflicts rising instead of falling. So I've spoken about this in numerous, episodes, that confusion is the name of the game at this moment. The entirety of April is all about confusion. Okay, so you will be confused with choices, with people, what to do, what not to do. To be or not to be, that will be the question always. So the solar eclipse will be affecting all signs almost equally. So I will be talking about them in brief. You can see them via your ascendant, your moon sign. If you want to see them via your sun signs, no problem. Choose whatever you like. But let me tell you one thing. A large population will not be affected directly. They will be affected indirectly. Why am I saying this? Because this is happening in United States. Okay, this eclipse will be visible in the United States. And it's a powerful country, undoubtedly. So that's point number one. Point number two, America or the US controls a huge chunk of media, a huge chunk of information, and is a very influential country as well. So it's not just powerful, it also has a lot of influence on the rest of the world. So if something is happening there, we are seeing a great American eclipse. So if something is happening there, definitely it will spill over to the rest of the world as well. We see this in cultural trends, we see this in musical trends, we see this in every space available, that whatever happens in America definitely spills over to the rest of the world in varying degrees. No matter how much you want to isolate from them, it just comes to you. Okay. So for a huge chunk of the world, people who are not based in North America, nothing will happen directly. Everything will be very indirect. So let's say something happens in the US, and the rest of the world is indirectly affected because of it, but affected nonetheless. So it's going to be important, okay, from a very rational point of view as well. Even though we are not able to see it here in India, or let's say in China or majority of Europe, still this eclipse will affect us in the times to come. So let's assume that America, the US, Canada, they'll be creating a wave, and that wave, the pressure, or let's say the intensity of the wave, will be felt the world over. So I hope this wave is a good one. But if something happens in terms of it will be mostly cultural, and I hope that we don't see a crash of any sort, right? And I hope everybody is doing well, and everybody, you know, has food on the table, and I hope that everybody is able to take care of their families and themselves. That's important. So again, we'll be very cautious. Okay, we'll not panic. We are students of astrology. So we know that some things may happen. Okay, they are more likely to happen. We understand that. We'll wait and see what happens eventually. And then we'll take that into consideration. We'll try to understand what happened and why. And then we'll try to improve our knowledge. Okay, so that's what we do. Now let's try and talk about different signs and how they'll be affected because of the solar eclipse. As I said, you can see it via your moon sign, via your ascendant, or via your sun sign. All are equally acceptable, equally valid. See it however you like. Okay, let's begin with Aries. Aries, everything is happening in your 12th house. So don't be surprised if you see a lot of dreams and if you get a bit aggressive during this time. I have an Aries at home, and this guy is getting really anxiously aggressive. It's very likely that at this time you get knowledge from people who are either not physically close to you in any way, right? Or people who are no longer available here in the flesh. That is people who are dead. So it's not like you'll be visited by the dead, not like that at all. It simply means that you could be reading books from people who don't belong to your country. You could be listening to audios, and you could be watching videos of gurus, of let's say writers, philosophers who don't belong to your country and who are also no longer on this plane as themselves in their physical bodies. So let's say if you you read a piece of literature by Rabindranath Tagore, so, and you're not a Bengali, you're not an Indian, okay? So of course he comes from a very foreign sort of ethnicity. And at the same time, he's no longer here. So things like that may become very common for you. And these people and their advice will be extremely touching and very helpful. So you don't necessarily have to, you know, read the autobiography of the yogi, even though it's fantastic. You could also read a piece of literature. Maybe you read something by Khalil Gibran, or maybe you see a painting by Van Gogh, something like that. And you are inspired by that. You're inspired by the story. You're inspired by the colors by somebody who's not from your ethnicity or from somebody who's no longer here, because people leave their legacies and their artworks and whatever they do behind. So you will be touched, deeply touched and deeply inspired by things like that. And they'll be extremely helpful. I mean, you never know when you're walking down, a road and you're feeling really down and out, and there is a billboard and you see a quote, let's say by Gandhi, and it just motivates you. Or maybe you see a picture of a great guru and it just happens to, inspire you and tell you that, no, I'm here, please keep going. So remember, a few losses may occur in terms of finances, but you'll be able to gain it back all back soon. So don't worry about it. My suggestion, and a very strong suggestion, is don't do anything speculative. Okay, this is your time to learn. So learn as much as possible. Well, technically, if you're not in India and if you're not in Dehradun, I'm also somebody who's completely physically detached from you. So you can learn from me too. Not like I'm one of the great gurus at all. Not at all. So just a joke, and I know a poor one, but still. Okay, let's come back to Taurus. Taurus, you will have a few lucky breaks in life, undoubtedly. Whenever you feel disappointed, you will come across somebody who's willing to give you a chance. You will come across a person who's there to help you out, or who's there to, you know, help you solve your troubles. That's why when I was making, an episode on April horoscopes, I asked you and suggested you very strongly that do not isolate yourself. Go out and meet people. Go out and meet them. Go out and talk to them. It doesn't matter who they are. They could be people you've always known. They could be people you are meeting now. But you just have to be out there and you have to let people know that you exist. So your personality, your warmth, they're all very valid, okay? Even if you don't have the right labels, maybe you don't come from an Ivy League college, maybe you don't have, a job that pays $500,000 a year, it does not matter. Your value as a person does not degrade depending on, the kind of education you have or the kind of job that you're doing. Basic human value and basic human the essence of humanity is within you as well. And what makes you really special is you. Your personality, your warmth, the way you people make others feel that you are wanted and taken care of. That's what's more important. And the world needs to know this, because the world is really getting mad and they need somebody who can provide them a very safe space. So when you let the world know that you exist, of course, people will come to you. And they will definitely demand that you give them some sort of attention, or maybe you give them some sort of support. But when you need support, these people will also be available. And you never know when you hear the right sentence at the right time, just because you're not isolating yourself. So you go to a party and you, just like I overheard these two people talking about how everything is going to end on April 8th, you may be in a party and you may just overhear somebody talking about something, and that makes so much sense to you, or it's just something that comes to you at the right time. Very recently on Instagram, I posted something like that. I just wanted to post it. And I wrote that sannyas is not the answer. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. That's what I wrote. No context. And then I received a message from this girl, and she's like, you know what, this came completely out of context, but just a few days ago, I was pondering if I should take sannyas or not. And I was asking God for a sign. If you want to, see me becoming a monk of sorts and take sannyas. And that's when I was thinking about it, I saw your story on Instagram and I felt like I got my answer. So it's just an instance, a very real life instance of how by connecting to people and not isolating yourself, you can get your answers. Because that is also how the universe talks to you. Gemini. You want to work hard, Gemini? No, not at all? You'll have to. There's no way you can avoid giving your best right now. Okay? You can do it. You have to do it. And the reason is, somebody really important is losing faith in you. Okay? They may be your seniors, your parents, an elder, a mentor. Somebody important in your life is losing faith on you because of your very fickle attitude. Okay? It's also likely that you've been challenged or let down by somebody who's an authority. So maybe you were challenged by your boss. Okay? That you have the sales target. Can you do it? Or maybe you are, you know, humiliated, or they gave you a tongue lashing of some sort. And now you're like, my God, I have to get this thing done. So whether or not you want to have fun, whether you are your frolicsome self or not, does not matter right now. What matters is, are you able to give your output? Are you able to give your results? And things will become a little trickier because, again, Mercury rules you, right? So Mercury is in a tricky position himself. So right now, you have to rise up to the occasion and show the world what you're made of. If you shy away from giving your best right now, you'll create bigger problems in the future. So rise up to the occasion right now. Otherwise, you never know if you will not be counted again. And how do you do that, you'll ask? Because Mercury is debilitated, combust and retrograde. So how do I get the best out of things? See, learning or the things you have known, the knowledge that you have, will not go to waste. It will suddenly not, you know, vanish in thin air just because Mercury is retrograding. Okay? So your experience, your knowledge, your patterns that you have built in your mind will not become suddenly inaccessible. So if you have worked hard in the past, if you know something well, if you're naturally talented in something, you'll be able to work on it. It might take a little extra effort, but you'll be able to work on it. Okay? And Mercury will only stop being retrograde on April 25. And it will only go to Aries on May 10th. So you cannot waste this month. Because you never know, another month of disappointments and people just might lose their faith on you. And you may never be trusted again. Time is of essence here. So make sure you're respecting time. Cancer. This is not the right time to seek advice from anyone, even from yourself. Your mind will keep dragging you back to a very comfortable place and it will tell you that, you know what, go back to the past. No matter how abusive, no matter how toxic, no matter how negative, no matter how insufferable the past was, go back to the past. Why? Because the past is really familiar. And now you want things to go back to how they were. Don't do that. When you do this thing, when you try to go back, you'll only end up killing your own prospects for the future. So you should realize that you don't have to consume every piece of information that comes your way. You don't have to always listen to news channels. You don't always have to consume media or social media. And tell yourself that the whole world is going bonkers. So I would rather go back to what I had. It'll be impossible to remember everything. So take your time, figure things out. But take a step forward into the future and not backwards into the past. Don't think that simply because the past is what you have gone through already, it becomes sweet. And it usually does, you know. I mean, no matter how hard things we face, no matter how, insufferable the circumstances, we often end up believing that, okay, it was all good because we end up surviving. And so we always look at the past with very pink glasses, you know, with rose-tinted glasses. So please don't do that. The past is gone. It's not here anymore. Don't run behind old lovers. Don't run behind old fantasies. Don't run behind old anything. It's going to have a very negative result. So it's a very fair warning and a very strong suggestion at the same time. Leo. Well, Leos, do not overwork yourself. Okay, you know you're workaholics, you know you try to give your best, you know that you never stop when you start, but
you need to rest. Okay, you don't need to put a full stop, you need to put a comma. So you have a lot of big plans in your mind and you're really planning to drop something major in this world soon, but take your time, don't overdo things. Okay, if your mind and your body demand rest, you give them the rest that they need. So you always wake up at 5 a.m. Okay, that's your rule. I have to wake up at 5 a.m. But last night, instead of sleeping at 10, you slept at 3. Do you still want to wake up at 5 a.m.? That's foolish. Don't do that. Because the moment you do that, you're only sleeping for 2 hours and you'll be very groggy when you wake up. And no amount of caffeine is going to save you. Maybe you'll be able to run one day without any issues, maybe 2 days. But on the third day, you'll have a crash and your body will demand rest. It'll ask you to rest. It'll say, dude, rest or I'm going. Sorry, I'm really not interested. So resting is crucial. You'll work hard. You'll get your good results. Try not to run fast and burn out. So when you are into something, whenever you're starting something, I know you're all fired up and you want to get things done and you want to get them done right now. That's really cool. That's really amazing. And this year's total solar eclipse is also not the worst. Why? Because in the past few eclipses, the sun has not been very active. The sun has been slightly, a bit hazy himself. And he rules you. But this time, sun is like, oh, I'm the king and I will not let you take over my kingdom. So even though he goes through an eclipse, sun is like, you are not stopping me. You are just a small potato. Okay, sun is pretty confident right now and so are you. But in this confidence, don't rush things and don't exhaust yourself in the very first lap because you need to preserve your energy. So you're not running a sprint, you're running a marathon. Be aware of that and work accordingly. Virgo, it's really good for you people that you don't engage in any conflicts or any issues whatsoever. Okay, no matter what is going on in anybody's life, none of your business. In the next few weeks, you will not be a part of conflicts. You will not be a part of any issues. This week, you're nothing but a neutral bystander, just an observer. Even if you're a lawyer, even if you're a judge and people are fighting. So what does this mean? Do you have to just tell people to go to hell? I'm going on a break. No, become a neutral bystander. So what do you do when you become a neutral bystander? You stay there. You don't have any bias, any hate against anybody at all. And when you take that bias out, when you take that judgment out, right? You're not judging people from the start. When you take your preconceptions out of your mind, you're able to look at people for who they are. And you're able to look at issues for what they are. So becoming this neutral observer actually helps you at this moment. But since, you know, it's Mercury and Mercury is right now in a pretty tricky position, if you are engaging in these conflicts, definitely you'll pick a side. Okay? Even if you're not picking a side, at least one party involved will feel like you're picking a side. And that really creates an issue. So let's say two siblings are fighting and you are the parent and you went in and you asked the older one, like, why did you hit her? And the younger one says, oh, you know what? She hit me first. And now, if the younger one starts crying and you just hold her in your arms and you say, you know what, just go out, the older one, and I'll take care of the younger one. The older one will feel that you are being biased, even though you're not. So do not involve yourself in any disputes whatsoever. So if, let's say, you're a parent and two of your daughters come to you and they say that we've been fighting, you just ask them to sit down, ask them to calm down and tell them their share of the story, their view of the story. Once you have heard it all, give them both love or give them both punishment, because at that moment you'll be able to see who's actually in the wrong, and that will really work. Okay, you will not actively participate in any issues. And interestingly, once you take yourself away, once you're able to look at the issue from a very third person point of view or from a very high horizon, you'll be able to see that most issues, no matter what they are really silly, they're really stupid. And you realize that you're only wasting your time. You're only wasting your energy on people who who will solve their problems by themselves. It's like, you know, this old friend who comes to you every single time telling you how her in-laws are a problem, her mother is a problem, her husband is a problem, her children are a problem. And each time you give her your energy, each time you give her a shoulder to cry on, only to realize that she has gone back to doing the exact same thing.
So you know that some people can solve their problems by themselves if they're given enough time. Number two, some people don't even want to solve problems. That happens a lot. So say no to anyone who thinks that you're there to give them attention for the heck of it. And save your sanity, save your time, save your energy. Libra. Well, Libra, you have some guilt holding you back. There is some half-baked idea in your head and it says that you are wrong. So you're remembering all your bad decisions and it feels like the entire world is out there to get you. They're ganging up on you. They tease you, they create issues for you. But if you relax a little, you'll realize that nobody is really against you. You are against yourself right now. And I know it's very hard to digest. So why don't we all decide to be with ourselves, to be on our own sides and support ourselves first and then each other. Don't worry, you're not as bad as you imagine. You're imagining things about yourself. There are a few things that are simply out of your control. And even if you did something wrong, the only option right now is to correct it if you can. And if not, then feel sorry for it and please forgive yourself. So correct it or forgive yourself. That's the only way out. Otherwise, you'll keep thinking about it, you'll keep feeling guilty, and eventually it will show as problems, as issues in your own body. You don't want that to happen. So I don't really like to use this term, but there actually are psychosomatic pains. When things are going on in your mind, stress or whatever, and it manifests in your body in different ways. So it's very real, it's not unreal, and you'll be able to feel that. Okay, so if things keep bothering you, and if people keep bothering you, if everybody is on your case, maybe you're the problem. Figure it out. Is there something that you've done? Figure it out. If not, be strong, be confident, and get ready to face the world, okay? The world does not, and even you do not, have the right to doubt yourself so much and to loathe yourself so much. That's just so wrong. Scorpio, it seems that life has been treating you really well for some time. Your intelligence is improving. And definitely, you have experienced some increase in your confidence as well. So I won't say a huge increase. I mean, sometimes you are mega confident, sometimes you're not. So it balances out eventually, just like a mutual fund. So after the solar eclipse, after this gets over, you will get very clear answers on how to express yourself to the world. Right now, you know that you have to reach someplace, but you don't know how to reach there. You don't know the path that you need to follow to reach there. So be clear and, you know, keep your heart clear. Don't think too much, because after the solar eclipse, you will definitely get your answers. Now, you will want to, you know, understand this thing. You will also understand this very important thing. Whatever we create, it could be movies, books, songs, even our children, because we create them. They don't always do whatever we want them to do. Now, this is important, okay? Children, they don't always do what we want them to do. They have a mind of their own. They have a personality of their own. There are several, you know, well-loved characters in several well-loved books. And people just end up creating their own stories about them. They end up creating fan fiction. Because once you've created something, it's no longer your own. It works in its own ways. It has a mind of its own. And the same goes for children. No matter what values you teach them, you try to teach them the best, of course, so that they remain with them. But you must always remember that there is nurture and there is also nature. So the nature part definitely manifests as a personality. And that personality definitely has their own self-interests in mind. So it will always be a mix of what you've taught them, who you are, plus who your children are as people. So don't think that you can control anything. Now, we talk about YouTube a lot. I mean, we talk about Spotify a lot as well. Spotify was for songs. Now it's for podcasts too. YouTube was for videos and started with a lot of silly videos. But now you can learn astrology, you can learn cooking, you can learn how to boil water. Everything via YouTube. So they've created something and this creation is taking a form of its own. Okay? So this is what I need to tell you, that don't try to control things. This is what they decide. So let things be. Let them be whoever they are. Let them take up their own space. Let them have their own personality. It's not your place in the world to be here and to, you know, manage things. Now, Sagittarius. You've been going through a psychological block at Sagittarius. And you have a feeling that you don't know enough. And things are being hidden. And there are doubts in your mind. You're feeling overburdened right now. So this solar eclipse will tell you that the burden is mostly imaginary. So of course you have some issues, undoubtedly. There could be financial issues, there could be psychological issues, there could be emotional issues, they're there. You may be having fights with people, you may have fights with your sibling, you may have problems with your mother, a lot of things might happen. But see, the issue may only be 20% big and you're making it 80% big. Because in your mind, things are really projecting in a very magnified manner. And because of that, you know, everything is a lot more burdensome. So these are very simple and basic things that have been piling for too long. There are problems that were very simple, very easily doable, but they have become this huge and they have become so tiring because you've been ignoring them forever. So please take the time to get rid of these issues and you'll feel lighter. So that room cleanup you've been thinking about, do it. Now, don't delay it. You had to sort your laundry, do it. That pile of clothes that are always on your chair, like resting, waiting for their turn, waiting to be picked. Take that pile, fold them, put them in the rightful place. So once you do that, that burden is gone suddenly and you feel a lot lighter. You feel a lot less tamasic and you feel a lot more creative energy flowing through you. So do that. Don't delay things and don't procrastinate. Capricorn, over the course of the next few weeks, I think you'll finally realize that a lot of your efforts were being made in the wrong direction. You may have kept wrong company. Maybe you trusted the wrong kind of people, or maybe you spent your energies on something that was completely chaotic. So on the surface, it looked like it's a good opportunity, but when you entered, it was chaos, chaos incarnated. So now you're like, you know, your time has been wasted. It's been completely useless. So you're feeling that way. But the truth is, Capricorn, that you can overcome anything. So you can overcome this as well. You have to find people who have a very respectable work ethic and who are very accomplished in their field. So instead of, you know, being with everybody, being nice with everybody, keeping company to everybody, you be with people who are nice and accomplished and respectable. Stay away from people who are always complaining about things. So if you're in an atmosphere where whining and complaining and crying is like, it's on another level, run away, my dear, run away. This never works. In fact, you may believe that you are really strong in everything, but this kind of whining really grinds your gears and you're like, I just can't manage it. It's too much for you, waste all your energy. And actually the energy that you could have used in being productive, that is being wasted in shielding yourself from the BS that people throw your way. So my suggestion is, please don't be in weird environments like that. Instead, meet respectable people, even if you talk to them for like 2 seconds. It'll be great because you can sense their energies, you can feel inspired instead of wasting your time with people who are constantly whining, constantly complaining and not doing anything else. Aquarius, you guys are going to have an epiphany about your family as well as your finances. Suddenly you'll realize that life is taking you in a very different direction. And this direction is something you never really thought about. It's in line with what you wanted to do. So broadly, it's the same. But it's not what you thought. So let's assume you wanted to lose weight. And now, you know, you thought that you just have to run and probably decrease 3,500 calories from your diet and lose 1 pound of fat, things like that. But now you realize that maybe it's not about, cutting down on calories. Maybe it's about building muscle. So broadly, you're in the same thing. You're getting healthier. And of course, you lose weight. Of course, you lose fat. But now it's a little more specific. Like, you know what you have to do. And finally, you'll be able to get your home and your finances in order. Congratulations. I know Aquarius finances have been all over the place. So interestingly, you'll realize that you have to focus on things that were always there within you. Things that were very natural for you. And things that, have always been a part of who you are. So when it comes to things that you have acquired, skills that you have acquired, and skills or talents that you naturally had, choose the ones that were natural.
Choose the instincts that are natural to you. That will work out. So when it comes to choosing between acquired skills and natural skills, acquired skills should be used to enhance and hone the natural skills instead of, the other way around. Don't use your natural skills to hone your acquired skills. So when you move that way, you'll be doing pretty well. So deep down, you know you're a certain kind of person. You know, you work for that kind of person and not for the kind of person you believe you should be. That'll take off a lot of psychological burden off your shoulders. You're already going through a Sare Sati. So you're already going through a lot of personality changes. If it's bringing out the best within you, if it's bringing out what's genuine within you, let it happen. Finally, before the dogs in my neighborhood go mad, let's talk about Pisces. So Pisces, this time is full of confusion. Like, it's you're really confused. If it's like 50% for other signs, it's 150% for you because everything is happening in your sign. So as I said, it's full of confusion and you are interested in enjoying your life. So it's a burning hell around you, but you would like to have your iced mocha, right? Or iced coffee. I like iced coffee. So main idea is, what's going on in your mind? You're suggesting, why can't I be selfish? Why can't I think about myself? Why do I have to think about everybody else? And why do I always end up ruining my own happiness for the sake of others? That's what's going on in your mind right now. If you're feeling uncomfortable in your life, if you're feeling issues in your life, if you're feeling issues in relationships, if you're feeling a lot of pains here and there, seriously ask these questions, okay? Because those questions are what are driving you. You may not be able to introspect that way, but it's really important to focus on the self. So as the weeks unfold, you'll come up with a lot of new schemes and ideas, and you would want to focus on yourself, your money, and your life alone. So for once, few of you are, or try to be one. And so for once, you will stop being a doormat. And that's really important for Pisces, because you guys love with all your heart and you guys love so deeply. And you people end up giving so many chances to so many people that it ends up hurting you. So this time, you're like, I am not a doormat. You can't take the best of me and leave the rest of me. This will bring a newfound sense of self. It will be very beautiful and very strong as well. And you will be able to tell the world, look, here I am. This is me. Okay, am I? Is this a song? I forgot. I think it's a song. Here I am. This is me. Something like that. So you'll tell the world, this is who I am. This is me. Look at me. Deal with it. I'm not compromising on it because you don't like it. It's a relationship. And relationships are between equals. You're nobody's parent except for your own children. And even they need to learn how to be responsible, right? So guys, that was all. You see, my tongue is like constantly slipping. And I'm mispronouncing a lot of things. I saw that. I felt that. So anyway, that's just Mercury retrograde for you. Have fun. Do well. When nothing else works, don't worry. You can always run on instinct. Don't think that you will suddenly flip a switch on reason and rationality. They will be there. If you have trained your muscles well, your muscles of rationality, you will be doing well. Okay, you will not be as affected regardless of your sign. But if you have not, of course, regardless of your signs, there will be a lot more issues. So be careful and just have fun, okay? Just love your life, just live your life and be good. That's it.